Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest and his team have such extraordinary favor in the political, business, media, and entertainment communities. Why? Because when crisis comes, and it will surely come at some time, they have no answers. They seek him out because he operates in what he calls kingdom culture. Bill Johnson wants to teach you how to operate for yourself in kingdom culture. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Are there hidden forces of darkness trying to block God's blessings for your life? Do angels exist, providing us with supernatural protection, disarming our enemies? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Is God ready to bring a tsunami wave of healing onto planet Earth today? Sid Roth has spent over 40 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
I'm here with Bill Johnson. Bill, every time I meet you, you provoke me to jealousy, which is what the Bible says. You're very biblical. You're yes. supposed to provoke the Jew to jealousy. Explain to me what kingdom culture is.
Well, culture is the way you do life. It's your value system. It's it's how you respond to relationships and money and all these things. It's the preset values that you carry in your heart that determine how you do life. But kingdom culture is how heaven functions. And when we pray this prayer on earth as it is in heaven, it's not just a prayer about eternity. It's actually a prayer for right now. It's God's intention right now to influence my circle of influence with a manifestation of His presence in such a way that it mirrors heaven. That means there's no cancer there. There's not to be cancer here. So when we pray for someone to be healed, we do it based on the example given us in that prayer. There's none there, there's not to be any here, besides the obvious commission of Jesus to heal the sick. But it goes farther than that. What are relationships like in heaven? In heaven, every person is honored, celebrated. In heaven, everyone celebrates another person for who they are without stumbling over who they're not. So when you learn how heaven functions and you pray that prayer, this is my point of pursuit, is I want to see a manifestation of the kingdom of God in a measurable fashion. Not just the theory of prayer, which is a good place to start, but I want it measurable. Jesus said, if I cast a demon out of you by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God came upon you. So it was measurable. The demon left, a person is free. There's a measured illustration that God's kingdom came. When we pray things like this about culture, I want it to be measurable as well. And that's what I feel our mandate is.
Tell me, you told me on the phone about the children and the gold dust. I mean, imagine the what you're about ready to hear, what effect it's going to have on these children the rest of their life.
We on 26 different occasions, we've had, it's like a thin cloud, sometimes a thick cloud. It looks like gold dust. It's a shiny flakes. It just appears out of nowhere. It has filled one end of the sanctuary to the other, from the front to the back. And I didn't know what to do. I would see this come. I didn't know if we continue in worship, if we all get on our face. I didn't know what to do. And I looked down one Sunday, and here's the children. They see the cloud forming over in the corner. And all these little kids run into the cloud with their arms wide open and their mouths wide open as they run into the delight of God. I know he can show up other ways where you're on your face, but this was a moment I was perplexed and the kids weren't. They ran right into the presence and they just delighted in him. I'll never forget it. In fact, I have a little video clip of them just running into the presence of God and so enjoying him.
How would you have liked to have started life being in a kingdom culture like that? You talk about how purity fits into kingdom culture. Explain.
Well, yeah, purity and power are both manifestations of the kingdom, and we need both. I call them the two legs that we stand on. You don't want to have one shorter than the other. You want to stand solid. And strength for us is that purity. It's purity of heart. It's purity of intent. It's the purity that only He can provide for me. But it's the Holy Spirit on my life. Grace that doesn't lead to purity isn't grace. And so we really work hard on that issue of a pure lifestyle. But we work equally hard on the responsibility to demonstrate His power. And so purity is just a huge part. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the kingdom of God. And it's one where there's no defilement whatsoever.
So the prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, that's what we should all be praying.
Yeah, I consider that to be the Great Commission. All the other commissions are subpoints of that primary commission.
Okay, when we come back, I want to find out why so many leaders in politics, in business, in entertainment come to Bill or members of his team for crisis situations that they're in. Many of these are even non-believers. What is attracting them to Bill and his team? Could it be this kingdom culture? Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Bill and his team operate in such extreme favor. I mean, with leaders in the political arena and in the financial arena and the entertainment arena. Why are they seeking you and your team out?
You know, the more we discover kingdom culture, the culture of heaven, the more the Lord lifts the veil between the church and the world, because He wants that kind of influence there. Church culture exists all over the world, but it stays hidden because it's not kingdom. If you take church culture and how money is handled or conflict or any of these things, if those were to be the patterns that, say, Apple Computer used in their corporation, it would collapse or it would have great difficulty because it's not transferable. But when it's actual kingdom culture, it's transferable to every environment. Politics, medicine, education, every realm is hungering, whether they know it or not, is hungering for the solutions that His kingdom brings. Because His kingdom has solutions, answers, processes, patterns for every single aspect of life.
Give me a concrete example. Give me one real example.
Well, a politician calls one of our guys and says, I'm thinking of running,
for president,
higher office,
what do you think?
Another country, and was kind of fishing for feedback. And he said, you're asking the wrong question.
What do you mean?
He said, God wants to know, what kind of man are you going to be? Are you going to be faithful to your wife? Or are you going to continue your relationship with your mistress?
Wow. Could you picture saying that to someone running for president in a particular country? I mean, one-on-one? That's called, we Jewish people call that chutzpah.
So he got, by the Spirit, word of knowledge, it sounds harsh and confrontive. It wasn't. And he really led the man into great, deep repentance, as a result of this conversation. Those kinds of things in the political world are getting stronger and stronger. And one of the reasons is many of these guys and gals, they will admit to you they don't have answers for the dilemmas, the crises that their nation, their city is facing. And so when they talk to somebody who has hope, which, by the way, the people with the most hope will always have the greatest influence, which is one of the things we learned from one of our women. The greatest hope will always have the greatest influence. So whenever they talk to one of our team, and our team member is not swayed by the size of their difficulty, but instead lives under being impressed with the size of our God and how practical He is as a Father, they tend to gravitate. They gravitate to where there's hope. And then when you see the Holy Spirit operate in ways like that, where answers, solutions are provided. In this case, it was a correction, a mid-course correction in his life. And when they see that, they gravitate because everybody has a hunger. They have a hunger for the wisdom of God. They really do. They have a hunger for God's answers. It's really funny. I've been with my friend on a plane, and he's never had an atheist turn him down when he's told them, "I have a word from God for you." they are always interested in what God has to say because there's this inbuilt need to hear from God. And so we as the people of God get to do what Jesus did. Jesus only did what He saw His Father do, and He only said what He heard His Father say. And as a result, in John 6, Jesus said, "My words to you are spirit, and that spirit gives life." So here's the point. The point is that when we say what the Father is saying, the presence of God is actually released.
How does this play out? Not these spectacular stories. How does this play out when you're cutting the lawn, when you're changing a diaper, when you're driving your kids to soccer? How does the kingdom play out there?
You know, that's the beautiful discovery for me, because as a pastor, I always thought that God was supposed to be number one, my wife number two, my family, my ministry, go down this list. And I discovered in the journey that when God is number one, there is no number two. And the thing that hit me was that every part of my life is ordained of the Lord, and I'm to do them as expressions of worship to the Lord. So now, whether it's mowing the lawn, whether it's buying my wife a birthday gift, taking my family on a vacation, preaching, being on this show, it doesn't matter what it is all as unto the Lord, and it all has its rightful place. There's always that heartfelt connection with the Holy Spirit. What I turn my heart of affection towards Him. And I like to do that when I go to sleep at night. I turn my heart of affection towards Him. There's this engagement comes with the presence of God, and I like to go to sleep in that context. And I like to do that just throughout the day. So it doesn't matter what we're doing. If I'm driving down the street or doing some chore at the house or, you know, go to my grandkids' Little League game or whatever it is, it's going to be the same thing.
So do you delight in doing these things, knowing that God is delighted?
Oh my goodness, yes. All of a sudden, it has added depth, purpose to the mundane parts of life. The mundane that you would write off as not being spiritual, and they are. You write off as not being significant, and yet some of those little things are the most significant parts of our life, because that's where our character, that's where our faith, that's where our affection for Him, the ability to worship in unusual settings, that's all proven right there.
You know, when we come back, Bill Johnson says, we are believers, are hardwired to operate in the glory 24/7, and it is coming with such an avalanche. I wanted to find out what he sees coming and how we, who are already hardwired to operate in it, can do it. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Bill Johnson's brand new powerful book, The Way of Life, Experiencing the Culture of Heaven on Earth. and his anointed three-part audio CD set, Activating the Supernatural Way of Life. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9560. Bill Johnson's powerful book, The Way of Life, Experiencing the Culture of Heaven on Earth, is a treasury of divine wisdom. It's a banqueting table full of insight, revelation, and divine strategy on experiencing the supernatural as a natural way of life. In this book, Bill Johnson teaches you how to sustain a flow of God's miracle power that will help you walk in victory in every area of your life. Receive wholeness in body, soul, and spirit for your own life and impart it to others. Build supernatural relationships with God and with others. Walk in the complete work of the cross. Partner with the presence of the Holy Spirit moment by moment every day. Run toward impossible situations to release God's solutions. Get ready to encounter Jesus in a deeper way and have the fire of His presence ignite a greater hunger and faith within you. Bill Johnson imparts to you biblical keys on his anointed three-part audio CD series, Activating the Supernatural Way of Life, so you can be used to heal the sick, cast out demons, and walk in the miracle power of God. On CD number one, Bill mentors you on how to create a solid biblical foundation for building a lifestyle full of signs, wonders, and miracles. On CD number two, Bill draws from over 40 years of personal experience with the Holy Spirit, sharing keys that create a continuous flow of God's miracle working power in your life. On CD number three, Bill shares how you can be a part of a supernatural generation of believers that God is raising up, where signs, wonders, and miracles will be a normal part of everyday life. Don't miss out on getting Bill Johnson's brand new powerful book, The Way of Life, Experiencing the Culture of Heaven on Earth, and his anointed three-part audio CD set, Activating the Supernatural Way of Life. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9560. Call or you can write to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9560 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Talking earlier about the kingdom culture and how it affects family, yeah. But this is amazing. You had some foster kids that many have dubbed the 4-week miracle. Tell me about them.
Yeah, we had two boys come to us. Their mother had killed herself. I don't remember how long before we got them, and then the father had them by himself for a season, and then he killed himself. Wow. There was a lot of abuse. You can imagine the condition that they were in emotionally, mentally. There was five brothers. We got two of them. And so we brought them into our home. The first meal, they grabbed all the food on the table, pulled it to themselves, because they had had to fight for everything. And so we assured them that, listen, there'll be food here tomorrow.
Boys,
there'll always be enough.
I assure you that there will always be food here for you.
And over the next 24 hours or so, they just began to sort that out and get healed up. Well, just a simple love and affirmation, care for them. Within 4 weeks, it may have been three, but within 4 weeks, their counselor, their psychiatrist, whoever was working with them, said they didn't need to come in anymore. So they had come into such a place of unusual peace in the middle of trauma that they didn't need professional help anymore.
I have to believe when a family operates in this love and kingdom culture, yeah, it permeates the whole home or anyone that comes into the home.
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
I promised you that he had a second life-changing revelation we've never shared on this show, and it actually has to do with a revelation from a scripture. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
The one encounter was a power encounter. This one was revelatory, and that seems to be the ways that God moves on us often. And some people want the physical touch when God is actually speaking to their heart and mind about perception. I was reading Isaiah 60, verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, deep darkness the people, but His light will appear upon you. His glory will be seen upon you. Kings will come to your light and nations to the brightness of your rising. I was reading, that's the first three verses, but I was reading through Isaiah, and you know what it's like. It's like when you read something and God just breathes on it, it just seems to leap off the page. Even though I couldn't have explained it to anyone, I didn't have the insight to explain, yet I knew that this was life to me. I could feel the breath of God on those verses. Arise, shine. So I took that verse, I shared it to our church on Sunday. I said, I feel like this is a word for us right now. And the same thing happened to the entire room. I shared it in another meeting. Other leaders were there. They said, God has been saying the same word for us. Arise, shine, for your light has come. There's a posture of responsibility in radiating the presence and glory of God that every believer is supposed to take. And in many ways, it is by choice. We stand on purpose. We rise and we shine. But what he said is, we arise and shine because his light has come. Jesus is the light that came into the world, John chapter 1, enlightened every person. There's not another light coming. So we know that by that context, that this is a present day word, that the people of God are to rise because the glory of God will be seen upon us. Many people wait to rise, if we can use that place of faith or place of confidence. Many people wait to rise until that glory is manifested. He is saying, you rise and the glory will be seen. I will answer your posture with heaven's invasion. I'll put my sign of presence upon you if you'll take your right place. And then he describes it as being at a time when deep darkness covers the earth. So there's contrast, there's difficulty, there's challenges, but it's in the midst of the difficulty that the people of God say, wait a minute, not on my shift. We're not going to cower at the face of challenges. Instead, we're going to take our place. The end result of that is nations come to your light and kings to the brightness of your rising. There has to be something happening with us that would make us the group that people in the world would want to come to. It's the come of the gospel that contrasts with the go of the gospel. I go to a garden to pick fruit. I go to a stream to drink water. In the same way, the reality of people reigning in Christ, living victoriously in life, knowing how to manage their relationships, their conflicts, their finances, all these things, position us into a place where the glory of God's purposes, the beauty of His kingdom becomes visible. And that becomes the very thing that draws people into the kingdom.
But you know, the very first thing that is essential, this is what God's Word says in the original Greek. This is eternal life, that you might have experiential knowledge of God. I want you to make sure your sins are washed away, and make sure that Jesus is living inside of you, and make sure that you rise up to make Him Lord. Yeah. I want you to repeat this prayer after me, out loud. Audience, studio audience, you at home, I want you to repeat this prayer and mean it to the best of your ability. Out loud. Dear God, I'm a sinner, for which I'm so sorry. I purposely turn from these sins. But I need your grace to overcome them. And you are more than enough. I believe the blood of Jesus has washed away these sins. And I am clean. And now that I am clean, I, like King David, lift holy hands to God. They are holy because they're under the blood. And I boldly proclaim that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. Amen.
Amen.
How would you like to live a lifestyle of miracles, hearing God's voice, answered prayers, supernatural breakthrough, and fruitfulness for every area of your life? Pastor Bill Johnson says this lifestyle is available now. It's not for some elite status of super Christians who minister from global pulpits or preach in large crusades. It's for every believer. It is for you.
It's my passion to illustrate the nature of heaven, the prayer on earth as it is in heaven. When God gave us that assignment, He gave us the greatest commission we could be given.
Call now and get Bill Johnson's brand new powerful book, The Way of Life, Experiencing the Culture of Heaven on Earth, and his anointed three-part audio CD set, Activating the Supernatural Way of Life. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9560. Bill Johnson's powerful book, The Way of Life, Experiencing the Culture of Heaven on Earth, is a treasury of divine wisdom. It's a banqueting table full of insight, revelation, and divine strategy on experiencing the supernatural as a natural way of life. In this book, Bill Johnson teaches you how to practice God's kingdom values, sustain a flow of God's miracle power that will help you walk in victory in every area of your life, receive wholeness in body, soul, and spirit for your own life and impart it to others, build supernatural relationships with God and with others, walk in the complete work of the cross. Partner with the presence of the Holy Spirit moment by moment every day. Run toward impossible situations to release God's solutions. Get ready to encounter Jesus in a deeper way and have the fire of His presence ignite a greater hunger and faith within you. Bill Johnson imparts to you biblical keys on his anointed three-part audio CD series, Activating the Supernatural Way of Life, so you can be used to heal the sick, cast out demons, and walk in the miracle power of God. On CD number one, Bill mentors you on how to create a solid biblical foundation for building a lifestyle full of signs, wonders, and miracles. On CD number two, Bill draws from over 40 years of personal experience with the Holy Spirit, sharing keys that create a continuous flow of God's miracle working power in your life. On CD number three, Bill shares how you can be a part of a supernatural generation of believers that God is raising up, where signs, wonders, and miracles will be a normal part of everyday life.
Bill Johnson was mentored by his father in kingdom culture. Bill then mentored his family in kingdom culture. Then he mentored his entire church and school in kingdom culture. And now he wants to mentor you. This is a real how-to.
Don't miss out on getting Bill Johnson's brand new powerful book, The Way of Life, Experiencing the Culture of Heaven on Earth, and his anointed three-part audio CD set, Activating the Supernatural Way of Life. This is an exclusive offer for our supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9560. Call or you can write to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9560 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Perry Stone. Did you know that God has not only detailed past events but revealed the future events in the Feast of Israel? I want you to join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as we break the codes and reveal the mysteries of the festivals. It's going to be exciting, so don't miss it.